Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Anthony Fauci's top aide pleads guilty to conspiracy to defraud the United States over the origin of COVID. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, I just have to say that this man, I mean, nobody is beyond the love of God, right? And I pray that he finds the love of God. But indirectly, he has harmed and killed so many people. And with these hearings before Congress and whatnot, I'm just praying that brick by brick, this wall is going to be destroyed.
Well, at least some justice is being done. Obviously, Anthony Fauci is the ringleader, and he needs to face justice as well.
And made a lot of money off of all this.
And was so cocky and self-absorbed.
Yes.
Well, this guy was a top aide to Fauci. He was a senior advisor to the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. His name is Dr. David Morins, and he worked under and directly reported to the disgraced Dr. Anthony Fauci. But he's now going to be serving up to 5 years in prison for his COVID fraud. In this particular scenario, what kind of a fraud did he commit? Well, he and others conspired together, because this is a conspiracy. Conspiracy requires more than one person.
Oh, yeah.
So there's a group of people right there around Anthony Fauci. And Fauci is going to be right in the midst of it as well, we know, because he knew the origin of COVID-19. They knew that it originated not in some so-called wet market in Wuhan, but that it originated in the Wuhan laboratory, which Fauci had illegally funded with U.S. dollars to perform what's called gain-of-function testing.
They were also doing this in North Carolina, too. I mean, it was very apparent what was
going
on.
Well, they were doing it in North Carolina until during the Obama administration, it became illegal to fund gain-of-function treatment. And so that stopped in North Carolina. And Fauci continued the funding trail and moved it over to Wuhan, China. And that Wuhan lab has a connection to the CCP. And so what they were doing is they were taking coronavirus and they were doing experiments to make it more contagious and more deadly. Now, why would you want to do something like that? The scientists say, oh, this kind of research is necessary. No, it is not. Because the consequences of this kind of research, we see what happened with regards to COVID-19. It got out of the lab because one of the workers got infected, and then that worker was contagious outside of the workplace, and that's how it spread from one person in the Wuhan lab where they were doing gain of function, making the existing coronavirus that had been around for quite a while. They made it more deadly, they made it artificial, and they made it more contagious. And one person got infected and then goes out into the public, and then people then in China were getting infected. They were flying to America, and it began to spread around the world because it wasn't just people in China flying to the United States. They were flying to other places around the world.
But this is also giving Fauci and the government minions and all that opportunity to push these COVID shots, saying, oh, we have the answer. Here's the COVID shot. And then, okay, you have to be 6 feet away from each other. You have to follow the arrows. It was all a part of the whole theater that was going on. But bottom line, selling the COVID shots, making money off of this.
Yeah, so two reasons why they would hide the origin of COVID-19 from the Wuhan lab. And they tried to come up with this so-called wet market, like a bat had infected somebody and it entered into the wet market and somebody got infected and that's how it spread. It really spread from the Wuhan lab. They knew it spread from the Wuhan lab. There's two reasons why they covered it up. One, because the trail was clear. Fauci was behind this because of funding illegally the Wuhan lab. So that was the reason they wanted to cover it up. Second reason they wanted to cover it up is they wanted to not have a black eye for gain of function treatment, because Fauci and these other scientists, they wanted the gain of function treatment or experiments to continue globally. And if this got word that, number one, it was connected to Fauci's illegal funding, Fauci would have gone to jail for that. Number two, this gain of function would have gotten a black eye, and gain of function would have been shut down around the world. They didn't want that. And then number three, after they covered it up because they wanted to protect Fauci and gain of function and all the other people that were part of this conspiracy, they then went after these off-label drugs like hydroxychloroquine, HCQ, and ivermectin. And in order to come
up with...
In order to come up with this idea of an emergency vaccine that they wanted to fund, they had to show that there was no existing treatment available that they could use.
And where is all this funding coming from?
Well, funding originally came, in our case, from the federal government.
And that, where does that come from?
And that comes from the people.
Yes.
And then other countries followed the United States lead. So you have Moderna, which was a company of only about 8 or so years, and then Pfizer-BioNTech was only about 8 or 10 years old, the BioNTech was. So these were new companies. Neither had actually obtained an mRNA-approved medicine. Neither had obtained an FDA-approved medicine, and they got hundreds of millions of dollars from our federal government, by the way. Fauci knew that the origin was from Communist China Wuhan lab that he funded. He also knew that this mRNA shot was causing miscarriages, and he hid that and continued to say that it was safe and effective.
Mm.
So at least one person, and there may be more now, are seeking or going to receive justice, and there's more people, I think, that are going to be on this chain.
Yes.
But, you know, here's the consequences. We'll use this person's fictitious name. We'll call him Lieutenant Colonel Sean Yates. He would have been happy to continue serving in the Air Force until he was kicked out for old age. In other words, he wanted to be there until retirement. And that was his career. He didn't really want to get the shot, but like so many other military personnel who wanted to continue to serve and had gotten other shots before, he then succumbed to the pressure, and unfortunately, he got the shot. Now, this individual did not know about Liberty Counsel and our work protecting people like himself. We have protected a lot of people in the military and others from getting these deadly shots. And we're still working with people who are the recipients of some of these shots that are having consequences. Well, he got the shot, and with the shot came seizures. Once at the peak of his career and fitness, he now is racked with multiple grand mal seizures.
Wow.
Every day, one of which can kill him. And, you know, the problem, however, is, in fact, we have a client that we are working with, somebody that we're working with right now, who's like the same individual. We recently communicated with him, also military, and succumbed to the shot, and is going through multiple seizures, was in the hospital recently for multiple seizures, and incapacitated. Totally incapacitated because of these shots. But Congress, back in 1986, and then later on also with the PrEP Act, they gave immunity to these vaccine makers. Anything that is dubbed a vaccine, which they dubbed COVID-19, a quote-unquote vaccine, they have absolute legal immunity. So people like this military person, people like other people that we know in the military or others that are injured, if it were a typical drug, they could file a lawsuit and get a lot of damages, and that would be an incentive for these pharmaceutical makers to be more careful and to withdraw these drugs. But if it's a vaccine, it's all money and no risk. These laws need to be repealed. The 1986 law that began with the immunity and the PrEP Act also. And those pieces of legislation need to be repealed. And actually, there are a handful of bills working their way through Congress that would do just that. And this is where you can jump in and join us in this fight. Go to lc.org/pivotal petitions. You'll notice we have a lot of active campaigns regarding Sharia, transgender bills, and others. But for now, click on the one that says End Big Pharma. You can send a fax to various congressmen or sign our petition to hold pharmaceutical companies responsible for the irreparable harm they've caused. Your voice is so important on this issue, so get involved by going to our website, lc.org. That's lc.org/petitions. Check it out today.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. The website again, lc.org. lc.org.